Eamon, welcome along to the airwaves of Highland once again. How are you doing?
Cheers, Ashley. Good to be back on. All good. Looking forward to a big weekend.
Yeah, big weekend. Surely big game on Sunday as the championship starts. But before that, Eamon, I know you watched it last night. We did commentary here on Highland Ulster Under 20 Championship semi-final. Certainly a game of two halves. A hugely disappointing night for Tyrone and for Donegal. And I suppose Tyrone showed their merit as defending double Ulster and All-Ireland champions by knowing what to do and getting the win last night.
Yeah, it's when the game was there, you know, that kind of what Devlin brings to them Tyrone teams, the previous under 20 teams, when the game was there and it came out to them. And, you know, probably argue about that game of two halves thing. Their total dominance, but dominance means nothing unless you're putting it into the scoreboard, and you could just see it. You could just see it written. You know, we've seen this pattern before where dominance doesn't translate to scores, and, you know, Tyrone were always going to hit that wee patch, and we just needed to be further ahead and probably have killed them off good enough, because there's fight in Tyrone. And again, it's just about, you know, probably us as Donegal, looking at underage, that learning thing is just about, we're fed up hearing that word and listening to it, but it's important that the lads that are there, it's a good group there, and a lot of them will go on to play senior football, and some others will go back to their club, but that they take that learning, and that's all you can do, really. Yeah.
But there was a feeling afterwards last night that was a big, big missed opportunity, but only go.
It was equally the same as last year. You know, you put the game last year where you could more or less put it down to that refereeing call against Finbar, harshly done, and then was brought forward harshly, I felt. That was a missed opportunity. And again, there was a great group there, another missed opportunity. So just for whatever reason, just Donegal, for the players that we're producing, aren't translating that into underage success. You know, there's some magical players, and there has been, and it's just we don't have enough, and whatever that is, until that barrier gets broken down consistently, then, you know, we'll top. But, you know, also goes back to the question, what's more important in terms of developing, getting, you know, three or four players ready to play senior football, or getting a medal into the young fella's pocket?
Which do you think
are coming off the back? I seesaw on the whole thing, Oisin. I seesaw on the whole thing. You know, majority of the time I say, no, we'll get the three or four ready to play senior football. And what I mean ready to compete, not to maybe stay 3 or 4 years in as a squad member, 3 or 4 ready to play in the first 15. That's the version of success to me that I like. But then again, you know, winning medals creates that mentality, it creates that tradition. And you bring that into the senior team. So at the minute, I'm still going towards the, you know, we take 3 or 4 from every age group and get them through the seniors. That's the barometer of success. But, you know, there'll be times where I can be easily talked in, you know, medals is the barometer. And you look at Tyrone coming off the back of 2 under 20 successes they have, that hasn't translated into senior for them. So it doesn't necessarily always guarantee that you're going to do it at senior as well.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll move away from the 20s and look forward now to the start of the championship. I'm looking at the studio window here and the sun's shining. There's a real feel this week. The championship football is about to get up and running in Letterkenny. As a player, Eamon, because you've played in quite a few championships, what's it like in the days leading up to the championship kicking off and pulling on a Donegal jersey?
It's amazing. It's amazing feeling. Like, and I always say that to any young lad that's about a Donegal squad, is that how lucky they are in terms of that build-up. You know, the evenings are getting long. The ground's starting to get harder. The ball's starting to get faster. And you can see that the speed of training, and that you can feel the buzz in the air, the vibe in the air in training. And, you know, you're looking forward to the big crowds. And it's just so good to be part of that there. That's one of the things that, looking forward to, you know, you miss the most about football when you're playing senior for Donegal. Mm.
Donegal are double Ulster champions. There's an unprecedented 3 in a row possibly on the horizon. They're going in this year to 2026 as favourites to lift another Anglo-Celt Cup. Will that 3 in a row even be mentioned at this stage, would it, do you think, Eamon?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Jim has been about the block that he's going to be very process orientated. That he knows the crack and he's learned from the last thing how dangerous that 3 in a row where you're supposed to go out and beat Monaghan in the Ulster final. Just a matter, I think the odds were ridiculous. Division 3 also. I think they were coming from Division 3 into Division 2. So he just can't take anything for granted in Ulster. And in Championship in general, we've seen Mark with Westmeath. Everybody's talking about the Meath team. Mark went in with a hungry Westmeath team and, you know, gave Meath a lesson. So there's a lesson for that in Donegal itself, where in Ulster, you just can't take your eye off the ball and you just forget about 3 in a row. You just go and win. We need to beat Down. And there's a thing during the week where everybody's talking about the Donegal Armagh, you know, matchup. If you're sitting, if you're Conor Laverty and if you're reading that and you're watching that, it's just great ammunition for that dressing room in terms of what about Down? Why are we not figuring that? Well, they have the players, so it can be a dangerous fixture for Donegal. Yep. We start talking about 3 in a row.
If Down are going to cause Donegal problems, where do you see it coming from? Because you're part of the Sligo setup, and obviously you played Down in the league. Eamon, if they are going to cause us issues, what sort of areas would you expect it to come from?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously, and sick talking about kickouts, then in terms of how important they are to them, momentum shifts and getting on top. But the keeper and the kickout, that's going to be crucial. And Down have lovely forwards. You know, you've Murdoch there, you've Daniel McGuinness there. They're lovely ballers. And I don't think they'll necessarily go to try and stop Donegal. They'll try and get at Donegal and try and get a score up. You know, again, go back to Westmeath. That's how Westmeath went at it. They went to play to go out and beat rather than to say they need to beat us down. I don't think Down will do that. I think they'll come to play a bit of ball and go after their own kickout, go after the Donegal kickout, and try to outshoot Donegal and, you know, try to maybe park that big man on the edge of the square, try to get something off that there. So there's a different avenues. Conor, no better man, will have looked at Donegal, analysed them, and seen where he can actually get at them.
Yeah. The other side of that is when we look at Donegal's situation, they've been a lot more aggressive the way they have been going about their business this year, Eamon. And they've been very, very impressive in the way they've been playing the ball on the kickouts, the kicking, and to that extent, the running game as well. Nobody seems to be able to stop them. And if they get at Down at the weekend, it could be a long day for the Moran Counties. The flip side of that, Eamon?
100%. You know, one of the things I would have seen from Down is, and I probably looked at them, obviously what the Sligo had on now, but looked at them with the Donegal maybe down the line. In terms of matchups, in terms of, you know, that Donegal running power, I think that if Donegal can get up and running, no, pardon the pun there, but get up and going 100 mile an hour, they're going to be very hard to stop. And if they're slick, as we've seen throughout the league, and they're clinical, it could be a long day. But it's just that if we get into a cagey kind of thing where Down are getting on top of us and they're getting a lot of joy from a certain area, then it's just a dangerous, dangerous tie.
Yeah. We did, of course, say that we're all excited about the Championship starting again. And from a management point of view, it seems to be that Jim McGuinness is just about going to have a full deck, a healthy deck to choose from. Now, I know Kieran Thompson's still a wee bit away, but indications are from the rest of them, they're either available or they're not too far away. And when you start the Championship, that's not a bad problem to have, Eamon.
It's a brilliant place to be. You know, obviously we'd love Tomo to be back there now, but he's working hard. He's working hard in the background, and he will hopefully have an impact in terms of later on in the year. Patton's worked hard to get back. I think it's a great situation where Jim can trust Gavin Mulroney now. You know, he's done a job. He can look to him and say, right, away you go. And then you have Patton. So, you know, if you're Conor Laverty or any other county manager, you're dealing with a certain way of marking. You're looking at a keeper. How do we go at him? Jim might just say, we'll go with Patton today. And that changes the whole preparation then. So it's a great, great place to be in terms of that. And I think going forward, that's where this will be a big factor in championships going forward, is how people manage the squad, how they stay injury free. Not necessarily about, you know, how hard to train, but is everybody available to them? Because the condensed season means you pick up a grade 2 hamstring. You know, that's 6 to 8 weeks, you're out. Could be season ending. So we teams and their S&C and, you know, their physios, how they manage it is so important for the next few weeks now.
Yeah. You mentioned the kickouts. Donegal have become a potent force around the middle of the field, Eamon. When you look at the amount of big men that we have, and if you are going to go long with your kickouts and you're going to take on Donegal, the percentages may fall in favour of Donegal in most situations, but the size that of the men and the power that Donegal have around the middle this year is phenomenal.
It's unbelievable. And most teams now are trying to get a bit of size. But what happens then is when you take in the big men, they're not as mobile as you'd want them to be. So, you know, if you're trying to get a high press on and you have 5 or 6 big men, you're losing out because you're able to get around them. And what you'd be better off doing is going back to that low block. But Donegal are still... The great thing about their big majority of their big men is they're dynamic, they're athletic. You know, you look at Lang and Jason McGee, able to compete in the air and give that, you know, press. When you look up and you see Jason, Huey, you know, Michael Lang and Keel McGonigal out there, it actually sends a signal where, geez, I don't want to put it out to them big men in that back line. And then you're Gav Mulroney, you're Sean Patton, and you have a visual of them boys, then it's a great option to have. And they're all very mobile. They're all able to get around the ground. So you're not losing as much through that other side. You can go with the big men and still be able to get up and down the field the way you want to.
Yeah. And you can add Murphy into that mix as well when he drops out around the middle. But listen, Eamon, it's a big day for St. Eunan's. It's their first championship encounter at the ground. Senior football inter-county championship game in something like 75 years. So it's a big day for the club. It's a fantastic venue to watch a football match because you're close to the action. There'll be a real, real good atmosphere. But come 4:30 on Sunday afternoon, where do you see the lay of the land?
First of all, just on the Eunan's thing, I see the work. Unfortunately, or I don't know what the right word is for my young fellas down about Eunan's. And he's doing the underage and he started his GA journey there. So I see the work that goes on there. And they're really, really proud of what the way they're prepping for this game and the way they've got the pitch and massive work has gone on to it. So you're going to have to tip the hat to them there. The lay of the land come, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock Sunday. It's hard to see past Donegal. You know, I don't see a drop off where they're going to let down into it. Down probably can get at them in patches of the game, but when Donegal open up and they go at it, I think they can hurt down, really, really hurt down. So at times they'll be tested, but I don't see us being at the wrong end of the result. And hopefully I'm wrong, but I just don't see.
Just want to have you there, the other semi-final arm off for Manna. Declan Bonner could face into a tough day against the Orchard County. Would you see it as an Armagh Donegal semi-final the following Sunday?
I don't want to give any more ammunition to Conor Laverty because that's all the talk about is the Donegal Armagh game that's going to be in the semi-final now. But at the end of the day, you have to call it as you see it. And we were all been about now that the thing about Armagh kind of struggle just about to stay up. But in every one of them games, you could just see there's something about this Armagh team. Wasn't if they're totally outclassed. They were just unfortunate and they're going to be dangerous. They're going to be dangerous. So, I think it's dangerous to talk about Donegal and Armagh. And it's disrespectful as well. You know, Down have worked hard. They deserve to be respected. And they deserve to be treated with that. Can it? We'll get over. We'll look it down, and then we'll get it. We'll talk about Armagh then next. So they've won Division 3, so we just can't. We can't go too far ahead of ourselves here.
Okay then. Well, on that note, what we'll do, Eamon, is we'll leave it. Listen, thanks for joining us this week, and I'm sure we'll see you about the park on Sunday. Enjoy the football at the weekend.
Good man, Oisin. Thank you. Take care.